Nestlé is a brand-driven company, and one of its most important assets are its trademarks. We have more than 28 billionaire brands, and Nescafé itself is valued at more than $12 billion. The trademark as such, when it is registered on the registry without use, has basically no value. The value comes with the use in the marketplace, with advertisement and communication. The more the consumers prefer to make a conscious choice for a certain trademark, the more is the value of the trademark, which of course is very valuable for the company. The selection of the best route to protect our trademarks is defined together with the business by defining so-called protection plans. For local trademarks, we use the national routes, but if it is for regional or worldwide projects, we always prefer the international registration system, which is the Madrid system. The Madrid system is very frequently used by Nestlé. It's cost efficient with minimum bureaucracy, administrative obstacles, no power of attorneys, no agents. It's also easy for renewals. We can do the renewals with a simple single registration by electronic means. We can ultimately designate countries in the IR registration, and it gives us also a certain guarantee that between 12 and 18 months we know whether an IR in a particular country is subject to a provisional refusal or not, whereas going the national route it may take much longer to get confirmation that an application is maturing into registration. We have used this system extensively and wish that even more countries will join the Madrid system. It's the most appropriate filing system for Nestlé's project, which are covering more than one or two countries. I can encourage all companies to use the IR system as much as they can. It's flexible, it's cost efficient, and it's easy to administrate.